So does a ger recite Shelo Asani Goy? So what exactly is the bracha of Shelo Asani Goy? Every morning does he recite it? So
After he's Megayer.
And so Shulchan Aruch says, well, why do we say this bracha? Tzarech l'varech b'chol yom, every morning you should say, Shelo Asani Oved Kochavim, Shelo Asani Goy, Shelo Asani Oved, Shelo Asani Isha. And Mishnah Berurah points out, you better make sure that you say Shelo Asani Goy and not Shelo Asani Yisrael, which you would think would be a little bit more positive, because if you say Shelo Asani Yisrael first, you say that instead of Shelo Asani Goy, you can't make the next two brachas. You can't say Shelo Asani Oved, you can't say Shelo Asani Isha. Because once you say Shelo Asani Yisrael, that encompasses everything already. So first of all, you better make sure you make the brachas correct. That's regular people. But what about you have a ger? So does he make the bracha Shelo Asani Goy? It's not true. God created him, he was a guy. And now he's a ger. So what does he do? So says the Ramah, Vafilu ger hayayachol levarech kach. Even a ger is able to make it. Unclear what it is for a second. Avo yom amar, he should not say, Shelo Asani Goy. Because he was a guy first. So what is this Ramah talking about? He's allowed to make it, but he's not allowed to say Shelo Asani Goy. So what is the it? So says the Mishnah Berurah, he's allowed to make the bracha that what? She'asani ger. He can make a positive bracha, bracha to Hashem, etc. She'asani ger. That you made me a ger. Says the Mishnah Berurah, not so fast, because that's not true. God didn't make him a ger. He was created a guy. He took upon himself by his own volition in midlife, or early in his life, or later in his life, to become a ger. But it's not true, she'asani ger. So says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not clear, and this is what the Beis Yosef holds, that he's not allowed to say she'asani ger. So what's the response to that? So what's the other side of the coin? Why is he allowed to say she'asani ger? So the Taz already says, because when a ger is converts, we have a famous rule that says, ger shen is gayer, kikaten shen odam. So it's as if he was a rebirth at age 15 or 25 when he becomes a ger. So when he says she'asani ger, it taka means that I was created age 25 when I became a ger as a ger. So obviously the response to that would be that's not true, but this is the machokas. Yeah.
The meaning of all the brachas that I thought was always that different categories are, you know, pater from certain mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Now that he's fully Megayer, what mitzvah is he not responsible for?
No, he's responsible.
Saying.
It's just wrong, though, for him to say Shavo Asani Goy, it's just wrong. It's incorrect, right? If he says Shasani. So one second. So the third opinion, you're getting right there. So we'll get. No, you're right on the right track. So it says the third opinion, the Magen Avraham cites the Mekubalim. Once you get into the Mekubalim. And he says like this. Each day, first, before we even get to your point, Yossi, is that he says, really, a ger can make Shelo Asani Goy. He can make Shelo Asani Goy. Why? Because the bracha doesn't mean that we're not a goy now, or we weren't created a goy. Every night that we sleep, when Shemaz goes up to Shemayim, who knows what it does up there, says the Mekubalim. It hangs out with the wrong people. It may get switched or may get moved around. Beyond my pay grade here. But the point is the Mekubalim say, Shelo Asani Goy means that my neshama at night didn't mix with Goyim and didn't mix with the wrong people over there. And therefore, that's the bracha I'm making. If that's the case, a ger can make that bracha because Shelo Asani Goy, because he also went to sleep as a Jew that night at age 25, and he could say Shelo Asani Ger, and Shelo Asani Goy, because at that night he wasn't a Goy. And Shita number four is the Ber Heitev, who says you should say Shechnisani Tachas Kanfe Hashchina, a separate bracha for making me into, it's similar to Shelo Asani Ger, but it's much more precise, that you thank Hashem for allowing me to come under the root of the wings of Hashchina. So how do we paskin? No, four opinions. Either say nothing, either say she'asani ger, either say shelo asani goy, or say she'asani she'asani takas kanfei hashchina. So the Yalka Yosef was, as a tshuva, is a former chief rabbi who just retired a few weeks ago, has a scathing remark. Someone apparently remarked on the live radio that a goy, Svardi Posek, says that you could say shelo asani goy. Connected the Beis Yosef, connected Shulchan Aruch. And when they told him, Shabiyalka Yosef, in Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef's Sefer, it says, you can't do that. The guy said, Ma bekach, what do I care? Hare ani tanu polik. I argue with Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef. They told this to Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef. Rabbi Yitzchak says, B'mechilas kavod terasa, with all due respect, You're not able to pass an halacha without learning. And you're not able to like spew things from your belly, he says to him. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says he can't make it. Yalki Yosef says, for Sfardim, do not make Shalowa Sani Goy. Ger cannot make Shalowa Sani Goy. That's what it says. Better if he wants to say something, say it without Shemu Malchus. He doesn't allow him to say Shasani Ger. He just says, say Shalowa Sani Goy, but without Shemu Malchus, without saying Hashem's name. Ashkenazim are a lot more lenient. The Sefer V'Darashta V'Chakarta says, ideally, say nothing. Say nothing. If the guy's going to be embarrassed, okay, so maybe he could say Shasani Ger. Then he says, well, you know what? He says, if he's really embarrassed, he says, L'fi ro'os enayamora, the Rav sees that the Ger doesn't want to say anything different from anyone else. They have a hard enough life as it is, you know, trying to fit in. And so to make them do something else, is me mevayish them, he says. Then he says, it's fine to rely on the Magen Avraham, and you could say, Shavua Sani Goy. Keneged Shulchan Aruch, keneged the Ramah, v'sefer d'Rashi v'chakarta, Rav Posek and Eretz Yisrael. And he says, even if you're the Chazan, he says, wild. Get up there, he says, you could say, Shavua Sani Goy, if he's too embarrassed. Otherwise, best to say nothing. Rav Avi Zakatinsky from Ashivenu in his great Sefer, Makarev Biyamin, he writes, this is right up your alley, Yossi, Ashivenu, the good idea, is that, he writes like this, he says, you can make a Shavua Sani Goy. Why? Shabachol Goy Habol is Gayer. Every Goy who comes to be Misgayer, Yesh Nitzitz Shal Kedusha. He has a kedusha. He quotes the Sefer Nazir Shimshon, who says this. That is, even a ger had some spark of kedusha that he wasn't created an actual goy. It was he could say shlo sani goy. And then he cites the Ari, who says the neshamas the gerim were on Har Sinai, and therefore you could say shlo asani goy. He says, how do Ashkenazim pass on the hechal Torah brands? Reference says, what are you making a whole chabur about it? Mr. Burr said exactly what to say. Mr. Burr says, you say, Shasani Ger. Shine. Or don't say anything. So he says, you could always like, tear him through the line. Mr. Burr, he says, was Min HaShemayim Kozachu. Mr. Burr is universally accepted by everyone. He says, Mr. Burr says, you say, Shasani Ger. That's the psak. That's what Rabbi Yashiv says. He says, you should say, Shasani Ger as well. So the upshot is, if you probably want to father Sfardim, don't say anything. Ashkenazim, if you want to say something, say Shasani Ger. If you're too embarrassed to do that, probably best to say nothing. If you're too embarrassed to do that, the Ger, then maybe you could say Shasani Goy and rely on all these Hey, we're going to need to see Kedusha and the Magen Avraham. Shkoyach.